Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. Amen. And we just want to say, amen, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary, amen, to each of you on tonight. Amen. We're so grateful to the Lord. Glory to God.
Entry tones are off. Exit tones are on. Entry tones are on. Exit tones are off. Entry and exit tones are on. Entry and exit tones are off.
Amen. Amen. Just getting everything set. Amen. God bless you. God bless you on tonight. Amen. We're so grateful. We're so grateful for each and every one of you coming out tonight to help us to celebrate this one-year anniversary. Amen. One-year anniversary. We have been here absolutely 365 days. Today makes a year. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Somebody make some noise. Make some noise. Make some noise. Amen. Hallelujah. Let praises ring. Let praises ring unto the Lord. Amen. We're so grateful. Amen. We're so grateful to the Lord for this 1 year. Amen. This 1 year of this broadcast. Amen. We are so grateful. Amen, Jesus. We didn't know if we would make it. Amen, Jesus. But we knew that the Lord was leading us every step of the way. And so we're so grateful. Amen. And here we are. Here we are. Glory be to God. Amen. We have made it to this point. Amen. Did not know. Did not know. Glory be to God where it would all end. Amen. Did not know. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Did not know. Amen, Jesus. What this all looked like. Amen. We just didn't know what it looked like. Amen. But we knew that we were obeying the Lord. Amen. And here we are. We're so grateful, amen, that the Lord has brought us to this point. Amen. I'm telling you, glory to God, amen, as the scripture declares, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Glory to God, amen. Magnify the Lord, people of God, amen, because you have been here, amen, with us on this journey. And we are so grateful. We are so very grateful, amen, Jesus. So many of you know, amen, we started out, amen, thinking that it would be a seven-day prayer. Amen, Jesus, glory be to God. And then 7 turned into 21, glory be to God. And then 21 on, and here we are at 365, amen. But we've been walking with the Lord. We have been walking with the Lord, and he is leading us every step of the way. So we're grateful. So tonight, people of God, we want you, and thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for coming on out, coming on in. Amen, Jesus. We did say that we wanted to, amen, get right into our programming. Glory to God. We're not going to spend a lot of time, amen, Jesus, in our preliminaries. Amen, because you have been here with us. Glory to be to God. And as they say, you already know. Amen. So those of you that have come in, you already know. Go ahead and text a couple of people if you haven't already. Text a couple of people to get them in. Amen. Glory be to God. Tell them to come on in. Tell them to come on in. Amen, Jesus. Tell them to come on in. Glory to God. We're live. Amen. This is our year anniversary, and we want them to be a part. They don't want to miss it. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to have our co-host, Evangelist Bonds, to come on over. Amen, Jesus. Just press *6 and come on over. Amen, Jesus, on the platform with us on tonight. Amen. We're going to be co and hosting on tonight. Amen. And we're so grateful for all of our advisors. Amen. Each and every one of them hoping, helping us, amen, to move this ministry forward. And as many of you already know, glory to God, amen, we're different ministries, different churches, but we thank God that the Lord placed it upon their hearts to help us to move this massive vision forward that the Lord has dropped in the earth at this time. And we thank God for each and every one of them. Amen, Jesus. Some of them evangelists, amen, prophets, glory be to God, ministers, glory be to God, brothers and sisters, amen, glory to God, whatever place they hold. But we thank God for them availing their hand to this work, amen. And we don't count that lightly. And I tell you, we just thank God for them on tonight, amen. We thank God on tonight while you're yet getting those messages out, amen, to let the people know to come on in. Tell them to come on in, come on in, amen, Jesus. We don't want them to miss a thing, amen. Glory be to God. So we thank the Lord on tonight, amen, for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, amen, Jesus. It is he that has made us, not we ourselves, and we're his people and the sheep of his pasture, and he has brought us here to this Prayer News Network, and we are so grateful. We're so grateful for that, amen. He's led us and he's leading us, glory to God, and we know, amen, as he has already said, he's not going to leave us nor forsake us. So we're so grateful on tonight, amen, for him. We always want to thank God for my, amen, my earthly leaders, amen, thanking God for Dr. S.D. James, amen, the late Dr. S.D. James, amen, who has laid a mighty fine blueprint, glory be to God, following, amen, the very pattern of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to get the word out, amen. So we thank God for him and thank God for, amen, Dr. Samuel Huggins James, glory to God, who's our now senior apostle, thanking the Lord for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Thank God for them and my pastor. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God, Bishop D.G. Taylor Sr. Amen. Thank God for all of your leaders, people of God. Thank God for each and every one of you. So many of you have been so gracious to be here with us. You've availed yourselves, amen, to be a part of this Prayer News Network along the way. And we just want to let you know we thank you. We appreciate you. Glory to God. We appreciate you so much. Thank you for your prayers. Amen. Thank you, amen, for all that you've given to help this Prayer News Network to move forward. Amen. Again, we're so grateful, people of God. We're not going to spend a lot of time on our preliminaries. Amen. Just want to ask you one more time to go ahead and send those text messages out. Amen, Jesus, so that everybody can come so that we can rejoice together. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. The only thing missing now is that we're not in the same physical place at the same time. Amen. But you know what, people of God, we're going to make it, as they say, we're going to make it do what it do. Amen. God bless you. We love you. We thank God again for our advisors, each and every one of them. Amen, Jesus. And again, thanking God for Evangelist Bonds. Amen. Glory be to God. Woman of God, you have it. Go ahead. Amen on tonight.
Amen. Thank you, Evangelist Bradley. Amen. We praise God. Amen. In here tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. We are so grateful again to be here one more time. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. The goodness of the Lord. No goodness of ours, but the goodness of the Lord. Amen. And we just thank God for being here tonight. Amen. I ask you to draw your hearts and minds in tonight. Praise God. Amen. We're getting ready to bring everything to the altar. Praising God. Amen. We're getting ready. Praise God. Amen. The song said, take it to the Lord and leave it there. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to get ready to pray. Hallelujah. And ask, amen. Minister, amen. Emmanuel. Praise God. Amen. It's getting ready to take us to the throne of grace. Amen. To what the song said. Amen. Hallelujah. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and greed to bear. Praise God. Amen. Then another party say, amen. Oh, what a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Amen. And we're getting ready, praise God, amen, to, amen, praise God, to pray tonight. Praise God, amen. And we're going to ask, amen, Minister Emmanuel. Oh, praise God, amen, is going to come. Glory to God at this time and take us to the throne of grace. Amen. God bless you, Minister Emmanuel.
The recording has started.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Evangelist Bonds. Amen. God bless you to our visionary. Amen. And our founder. Amen. Evangelist Annette Bradley. Amen. To the Prayer News Network family. Amen. Happy anniversary. Amen. We come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord. Amen. We thank God for, amen, being a part of this, amen, anniversary celebration tonight. Thank God for being in the number. Amen. So let us, amen, put our minds on Jesus. Amen. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, the giver of a good and perfect gift, we only thank you for this day. We thank you for this night. Father God, we thank you for this gathering, for this fellowship that you have allowed your people to come together. Father God, we thank you for the Prayer News Network family. Oh, Father God, we thank you for our founder and visionary of this line. Father God, we thank you, oh God, for obedience through your word. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, for even hearkening to your voice, even to step out on faith and do what you have commanded her to do. Father God, we just want to praise you tonight. We just want to glorify you. We just want to give you all the honor that's due unto your name. We realize this is the Lord's doing and it's marvelous in our eyes. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh Father God, oh, whatever we do tonight, we want you to be glorified in it. Oh, Father God, we want you, oh God, to be worshipped. We want you to be exalted in the earth, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we just thank you tonight. We glorify you. We just thank you for bringing us down to a close, oh God. Oh, God, thank you for bringing us to a close of a one-year anniversary in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, nobody could do this but you. Oh, God, this is you, God. This is all you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just praise you. We just thank you. Oh, God, we just exalt you tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we continue to ask you, God. Oh, God, we come into your presence tonight. Oh, God, we come in to worship you tonight. And we come in to exalt your name, Father God. We pray, oh, God, that you will examine our hearts. We pray that you will search us through and through, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we want to have the right spirit within us. Oh, God, renew the right spirit within us tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask that you will sanctify us through your word tonight. Oh, God, cleanse us and make us whole tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, any shortcomings that we may have, oh, God, any anything that we said that was not like you today, anything that we did that was not pleasing unto you, Lord, we ask that you will forgive us tonight. Oh, God, we ask you to sanctify us. Oh, God, purify us. Make us pure tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we want to worship you in sincerity tonight. We want to worship you with a true heart and a true spirit tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask that you make us right tonight, God. Even as we exalt your name, God, we want to worship you in spirit and in truth. Oh, God, we want to love you tonight, God. Oh, God, we want to keep your commandments that you have commanded us this day. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, forgive us tonight, Lord. Oh, God, forgive us tonight, Jesus. Oh, God, if anything that's not like you, Lord, we ask that you help us tonight, Lord. Oh, God, make us tonight. Oh, God, make us all over again. Oh, God, make us what you would have us to be. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we ask that your will be done, in earth as it is in heaven, Let your will be done in us tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we praise you tonight, oh, God, we bless you tonight, Lord, You've been so good to us, Lord, You kept us, oh, God, all this time, You kept us, even through this pandemic, In the mighty name of Jesus, we're standing here only because of your grace. We're still standing only because of your mercy. It's because of your mercy that we are not consumed. Oh, Jesus, Thank you for your mercy tonight. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for the Holy Ghost tonight. Thank you for that keeping power. Lord Jesus, we're kept tonight by your power. We're kept tonight by your Holy Ghost, God. Jesus, we need you tonight. Have your way, Lord. Move inside this wonder. Oh, God, send deliverance, even on this line tonight. Oh, God, send deliverance, Lord. Deliver somebody, God, even in this anniversary, Lord. Save, Lord. Save the lost soul tonight. Fill somebody with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Give them a change of heart tonight. Give them a change of mind. Give them a new mind tonight. Take out the stony heart and give them a heart of flesh. In the mighty name of Jesus, let sinners be converted unto you. Oh, God, let them be changed from the air of their way tonight. Father God, we pray right now. Oh, God, we pray, oh, God, even for the Prayer News Network. Oh, God, continue to bless this line. Continue to have your way. Continue to move by your spirit. Oh, God, you are in control. This is your work tonight. You are in charge of this, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Jesus. Be glorified tonight. Oh, God, be exalted. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are King of Kings. You are Lord of Lords. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless our speaker tonight. Oh, God, we pray right now that you bless the man of God to deliver your word. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let your word penetrate tonight. Let your word break up the foul ground. Let your word heal tonight. Let your word do the work, God. Do the work tonight, God. Through your holy word. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, deliver them to the bound. Oh, God, set the captive free. Oh, God, continue to bless your people tonight. Oh, God, strengthen your people's heart. Edify the body of Christ. Let the body of Christ be strengthened tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on our visionary, God. Continue to look on our founder tonight. We pray, oh, God, for blessings. We pray for strength over her, God. Oh, God, comfort her tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let your will evermore be done in her life. Oh, God, you do these things, God. We'll praise you. We'll glorify you. We'll give you all the honor that's due unto your name. We'll bless your name at all times. We'll bless you, oh, God. We'll bless your name, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, not unto us, not unto us, but unto our name be glorified. Oh, God, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart, let it be accepted in our sight. Oh, Lord, our servant, our redeemer, this prayer we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and thank God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We thank God for that prayer on tonight. Glory be to God. And we want the Lord to be glorified. Amen. We want him to be glorified in all that we do and all that we say. Amen. Jesus, we want him to be glorified. Amen. In the midst. Amen. Glory be to God. We wouldn't dare. Amen. Come together. Amen. Except we want God to be glorified in the midst. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. He's free. He has the liberty to heal, to save, deliver. Amen. To do what he will, to transform lives. Amen. Glory be to God. That's, amen, the epitome of why we come together. Amen. For change. Amen. Glory to God. That the will of God be done in our lives, in us. Amen, as it is in heaven. Amen. So we thank God for that prayer on tonight. Thank God for you, Minister Emmanuel. God bless you. Amen. People of God, amen. We want you to come again. Amen. As we always say, we want you to come expecting something. Glory to God. We don't want you coming on tonight. Amen. Jesus being spectators, but we want you to participate. Amen. We want you to get something. Get from God what you want in this appreciation. Amen. Glory be to God. It's an appreciation, but people of God, the premise of it is still the same, that God can be glorified, that you can come to this line, and that you can get what you want amen, from the Lord, amen, that you can leave this line saying, I got just what I wanted, amen, from the Lord, amen. Glory be to God. We bless the Lord on tonight, amen, as we say, people of God, as we've always said, we have fine, very fine, amen, advisors that the Lord has brought to this line. We're so grateful, amen, for each and every one of them, amen, Jesus, just being a part of. And tonight, people of God, amen, we're going to call, amen, amen, before us on tonight, glory to God, another one of our advisors, amen. All these are no strangers to you, glory be to God, but we want you to receive at this time, glory be to God, our prophetess, amen, Prophetess Paula Everett. God bless you, woman of God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I give honor to the Lord tonight who has brought this ministry full circle to 365 days. I thank God for the culmination of what he has done and what he's yet going to do. I come to you tonight for the reading of the scripture. I give honor again to the Lord and to our celestial intercessors, and one in particular, Dr. S.D. James, to our prelate of the ministry now, Bishop K. A. Tenner, and to our senior apostle, Dr. Samuel Huggins James. And to all
woman
of you,
God, can you give us a little volume?
Respect and honor to them as well. God bless you tonight, and to the speaker tonight.
Woman of God, can you give us a little volume? We can barely hear you.
Mark chapter 16, because this ministry has literally carried out of the scripture. And he said unto them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And all these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly things, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Mark 2, Psalms 2 and verse 8, one passage. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. And this is exactly what this ministry has done overall. It is reaching corners of the earth. Praise the Lord for the glory of the Lord. Because God wants everybody to hear his word, and he wants everybody to be introduced to salvation and deliverance and the Holy Ghost power. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. I've read for you Psalms 2, verse 8, and Mark, chapter 16, verses 15 to 18. God bless you, and may we be blessed, and may this word fall on good ground as we hear continuously what the Lord has to say and carry out his will. God bless you, for this has been this ministry in action with the Word of God, PNN Network. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Prophetess Everett. Amen. For words of inspiration. Hallelujah. Amen. To let them know, praise God. Amen. But the PNN, amen to us. Praise God. Amen. To all of us, praise God. Amen. And we just thank God tonight, praise God, amen, for to know, praise God, amen. We're glad that we're so part of this team, praise God, amen, a moving, amen, Holy Ghost, praise God, amen. And we thank God, amen. I always say, amen, I got my thrill, amen, on PNN Hill, amen. I don't know, praise God, amen, what B.B. King then was talking about, but I know what I found. Praise God, amen. It was just in the nick of time. Praise God, amen. On a Sunday afternoon, praise God, amen. I'm grateful. Amen. I'm celebrating tonight, amen. Because if it had not been for the Lord, praise God, directioning me, praise God, leading me, glory to God, amen. Glory to God, amen. Ever since we've been on, amen, my wilderness has been turned into an oasis. I worship. Amen. I'm not going to go any further. Praise God. We got to move on. Amen. But I'm excited. Amen. About the visionary. Praise God. Amen. That did not walk away. Praise God. Amen. She was steadfast and unmovable and always abound in the work of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Didn't know. Amen. That it was going to lead up to this. Praise God. But I praise God for being part. Amen. Of something that is moving by the Holy Ghost. Amen. We're not. We're gonna get ready. Praise God. Amen. To Danny's Bradley, we love you. Praising God. Amen. On tonight. Praise God. But we're going ready to move on and let you hear a little bit about the PNN. Praise God. Amen. Because some don't know, and some that just came on. Praising God. Amen. But we just want to give you just a amen. Amen. Some of it. Praise God. Amen. And the Sister Chelsea Waters, praise God, is coming. Praise God, amen, to enlighten you. Amen. Sit back, relax. Praise God, and let's celebrate. Praise God, amen. The PNN history. Amen, Sister Chelsea Waters. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thanks of God. Happy New Year to PNN. It has been 365 consistent days that the Lord has been moving by his Spirit through this Prayer News Network global broadcast, and we thank God for that. It is such a sweet, sweet, sweet privilege and honor to share with you this background, this history, this archive moment where we look back at the beginnings of PNN. Much, much honor to you, woman of God, my mentor, such a special place in my heart, Evangelist Annette Bradley, and to everyone who is here on the line represented, everyone who has been part of the line over this past year. Happy anniversary and happy new year starting. So I will get started with the beginnings of PNN, Prayer News Network. Now it's global. Thanks be unto God. Well, of course, we know in 2020, it went down in history. It was the onset of a devastating, huge COVID coronavirus devastation. No one expected for the world to be shut down for a period of time. And once we did hear about it, it was only supposed to be for about 2 weeks. But it turns out it spanned over months at a time. So many people were affected, impacted, lost loved ones. Everyone on this earth was impacted either directly or indirectly. And that left so many people, and I'm sure we can all attest whether it was we ourselves or someone close to us, that it left people in a very devastated, uncertain, shaken, and sometimes even confused place. So at the onset of all of this, of course, we know the news was rampant. The news was rampant with the cases going up and up and up, not only in other countries, but right here in our back door in the United States of America. So Evangelist Bradley began to recall and see how much CNN was updating overwhelmingly. Every moment, all these devastating cases, death after death, everything that was going on. And she was thinking, what we really need instead of CNN is a prayer news network, a PNN. And at that moment when she was speaking to a colleague about this, the Lord dropped the revelation. It was very clear. That's exactly what the world needs right now, a prayer news network. In the midst of all this devastation, all this bad news, all this terrible news, we need to know that there is yet still a word from the Lord, that there is yet still hope for the people of God that will remain. So once the revelation dropped, she did contact her pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr., and shared what the Lord impressed upon her. And it was undeniable. He agreed. Indeed, go forth with this prayer news network. So on 8,020, 1 year ago from today, 365 days ago, she reactivated a prayer line that she previously established. Because how many of us know the woman of God has always been a prayer warrior? She has always been innovative, and she's always been at the head of some type of prayer line or broadcast. But a year ago, 365 days, she revived that prayer line. And because of an overwhelming influx, the people of God were really flocking to the line. It became more convenient for her to open up a line that did not require an access code. So that was the first step forward and progressing PNN. She got a one number line, no code necessary. And from there, the line continued to grow. It was not an ordinary prayer line and is not an ordinary prayer line. This is what the Lord has spoken to her. The Lord gave her clarity and voice to say, I want to speak to my people heart to heart during that time. Amen. How many know that's special, that in the midst of so much uncertainty, devastation, nothing looks like what it used to look like. The Lord is saying, I'm still with you all. And not only am I still with you, I have a word for you. Amen. And he gave Minister Bradley, Evangelist Bradley, the scripture, Isaiah chapter 26, verse 20. His word is infallible. It would always be true, and it is something we can always stand on. And Isaiah 26 and 20 says, come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself as it were for a little moment until the indignation be overpassed. She began to look at the pandemic from a different lens, understanding why so many people were coming to the line. It was the Lord's doing. Amen. It was the Lord steering the ship. And she was humble and willing enough to yield herself as only an instrument and allow the Lord to lead and guide the line. So on this first night, 1 year ago, 365 days ago, the line opened and there were 26 people that joined the line. Now, I'm a numbers person. I like numbers. If you add the numbers 2 and 6, because there were 26 people on the first night, 2 and 6, you add them together, that's 8, and the number 8 represents new beginnings. Little did we know it was a new beginning. Praise be unto God. There were 26 people that joined the line 365 days ago, and it fluctuated up to 161 people per night. Thanks to God, add that 1, add that 6, and add that 1, you get another 8 new beginnings. Glory be to God for establishing that, indeed, PNN is a new beginning. The line proved not to just be a prayer line, but a broadcast the way that the people were influxing. So over the year, listen at this, people of God. Over the year, the line has touched more than 1,000? No. 5,000? No. 10,000? Mm-mm. 20,000? Not quite. More. The line has touched more than 30,000 people. Look at your neighbor. I know we're virtual. Look at your neighbor and say over 30,000 people. That is single count, not including groups and family gatherings. Amen. 30,000 people have been reached, but that is not it. PNN has traveled all over the continent of North America, all over this country, every state in the United States, that's 50 of them, there are listeners in every state in America, every state. And in December 2020, Minister Bradley was approached and encouraged to expand PNN, the prayer line, to radio. It was a far reach, but she decided to move by faith with the committee and the PNN advisors backing her, and she decided, we're going to go global. We're going to go to radio. Thanks be unto God for the advisors who have faithfully supported labor and been so willing to stand in the gap and to stand in solidarity with Evangelist Bradley and behind this ship that the Lord is conducting. So PNN became broadcast on a radio. And to date, listen at the following international countries where there are active listeners of PNN. International countries. We have Bahamas. We have Bermuda. We have Cambodia. We have Canada. We have China. We have France. We have Jamaica. We have Lebanon. We have Nigeria. There is the Philippines. There is Brazil and Portuguese. We have South Africa. We have Tortola, the British Virgin Islands. We have Uganda, and we have the United Kingdom. Praise be unto God for this global ministry reaching, this global broadcast, reaching all of these countries internationally, every single state in this country. But we want to go into more detail. In February 2020, the gift of prayer, which is the book, the very first book that the Lord has given Evangelist Bradley, the gift of prayer made it across the world to Sierra Leone, West Africa, into the hands of an apostle, Apostle Emmanuel Bobar, of Faith Light of the World Ministries. Glory be to God. So not only is the broadcast global, the book, The Gift of Prayer, is global. It made it all the way to Sierra Leone, West Africa. Glory to God. The apostle, Apostle Emmanuel Bobar, he reached out to Prayer News Network in April of 2020, and he desired to be a part of what the Lord was doing. It was challenging, you know, with the internet connectivity, but the Lord made a way. Amen. It was a divine connection. Apostle Bobar joined the PNN broadcast faithfully until they were Minister Bradley was led to ask, share how COVID is affecting you all over there. What is going on in West Africa? Tell us. And the apostle indicated that there were some cases, but through it all, God had been good to Africa. He began to share the work of ministry and how they were assisting the people in the surrounding areas and the villages. And the PNN participants felt an unction from the Lord, we have to help. Glory to God, we have to help. And that's exactly what PNN did. PNN began to sow into the work going on in Sierra Leone. And there is now footage, there is videos, and there are pictures. I'm sure most of us have seen the pictures of people of God in Sierra Leone holding up the gift of prayer. And the Prayer News Network is grateful to be part of such a work, helping to make the difference for people in need, not just in this country, not just in our own backyard, but all the way in Sierra Leone, South Africa. Glory be unto God. And as we're coming on around, we want to look at what the Lord has done during this broadcast in these 365 days. Let's look at what the Lord has done. Let's look at how the Lord has been moving. There has been new life, new spiritual life, new converts since beginning April 6, 2020, 1 year ago, 365 days ago. There have been 27 people who have rededicated or dedicated their lives to the Lord and begin walking in the newness of life. How many know the angels rejoiced 27 times for those 27 souls that decided to live and rededicate their lives to the Lord, to his kingdom? Amen. And these are the only ones that we know about. Glory to God. There has been one person who has received the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues as the Spirit gives utterance. That's the Bible way. Glory to God. There has been one who has received the Holy Ghost. We thank God because he is still filling. Amen. His word is still true. Amen. We thank God for that. That we are so grateful for the many new converts, and they are continuing on the lines faithfully. And not only are people rededicating their lives to the Lord, they are rededicating themselves in their local assemblies. We thank God for how this prayer line is reviving, renewing, refreshing people. Amen. That they're being stirred up, their fire, amen, is being relit, is being rekindled for the love of ministry, and they are taking that to their local areas. Now let's look at some PNN first. In May of 2020, PNN, Prayer News Network, now it's Prayer News Network Global, introduced its beautiful logo. How many have seen the logo? It is beautiful. It is so well done. It is glorious looking. Presented its logo depicting carrying the word through the airwaves and the byways with that beautiful, beautiful dove. So beautiful. Another first, PNN, G Global, has hosted its first annual virtual Gift of Prayer Conference of the 4 years' existence. We thank God for that. PNN has hosted its first annual 2020 Watch Night service with participants all over the world. That's another first. And the other first that PNN has experienced is its first 30-day Speak Over Your Life Challenge. How many participated in the Speak Over Your Life Challenge, and how many people saw the results of speaking those words of affirmation, speaking the word of God over your life? We thank God for every single thing that has been done through the line, on the line, with each and every participant. Over 30,000 people have been touched through Prayer News Network Global, and we thank God for how God is continuing to move by his spirit, for how he's continuing to direct and guide this ship, how he's continuing to increase the vision given to Evangelist Bradley, and how he's continuing to increase upon each soul that partakes. We thank God for the innovation. We thank God for the obedience to follow his instruction, that even during a time of uncertainty, he still remained as our rock, a sure foundation for us. As we've gone into our prayer closets and commune with the Lord in such a sweet and special way, though not in person, but in spirit. So as Minister Bradley, Evangelist Bradley, always tells us, God is moving by his spirit, and we're going to continue to get in the move. Blessings on you, people of God.
Amen, amen, amen. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. Thank you, Sister Chelsea. Amen. We just thank God, amen, for the history. And here we are, people of God. Here we are. Amen. Glory to God. And you know what, people of God? I believe the best is yet to come. I believe that there are so many testimonies out there. There's so much that God has done that we really don't have time to tell it all. Amen. Glory to God. But we want to know. Amen. We want to know. Amen. We want, as they say, we want to know how you're growing. We want to know how you're progressing. Amen. And we just thank God for all that we've heard, all that we've seen. Amen. And we are able to maintain contact as she began to read. Glory to God. We do. We maintain contact with you because we are concerned about each and every one of you. So we reach out to make contact, amen, to see what we can do, how you're doing. Glory to God. We thank God, team that maintains contact with so many of you, in particular those that are new converts that have come this way and walking in the kingdom. We're concerned, so we want to stay connected, amen. So we're so grateful again for you being a part of the history in making. And people of God, tonight, amen, there is a young lady, amen, that we've certainly maintained contact with, amen. She and her sisters were, I think, the first ones to give their lives to the Lord, amen. And we're going to have her to come forth because she has such a beautiful testimony, because God has done great things in her life even up to just a few weeks ago. But she maintained the faith, glory to God. And let me tell you something, people of God, God is real. Amen. He's real. His works are real toward us. Amen. And we just want her to come tonight and share her testimony, glory to God, of what God has done in her life. She's a very familiar voice. Amen. But very much so a part of this PNN family. We're going to ask Sister Clarissa Lowe if you would just come and share what the Lord has done in your life.
Praise God, praise,
praise
God,
the,
praise God.
Praise the Lord.
First, giving honor to Christ who's ahead of my life. I normally get a little excited when I give my testimony because of how good God has been to me. I jotted down some stuff because I really want everybody to know just how good God has been to me, especially since I've been on PNN. I like to thank God for everybody in their respectful places. I thank God for saving me. Thank God for life, health, strength. Like I always say, if I had a thousand tongues, I couldn't thank God enough, because God has truly been good to me, and all the glory and honor belongs to God. I was like, oh, Lord, you know, when the 21st day came, I was like, oh, Lord, it's over. And I should have been listening from the start, but, you know, I just found out about it on the 14th day. So I was so happy when there was going to go another 21 days. I was like, yes. So I got to listen to it a whole another 21 days. And then, you know, we just wanted to keep going.
Praise the Lord, Sister Clarissa. I think we're kind of losing you on the volume.
Oh, okay.
There you are. Perfect.
Okay. But I just thank God. Happy anniversary to PNN. Shortly after I started listening to PNN, I rededicated my life back to the Lord. I got saved, and I rejoined my church. I got baptized, and shortly after that, I received the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues, and that alone was so amazing. I'm so used to being from Pentecostal church. I'm so used to everybody speaking in tongues, and I'm like, I wonder what that feels like. So, you know, one day I was on the prayer line and I forgot the speaker that was speaking. And I just began to call Jesus. And I just called Jesus. And right there in my kitchen, I fell on my knees and I continued to call on the name of Jesus. And I just started speaking in tongues. And I called Minister Bradley afterwards, and I was telling her about it because I'm so excited, y'all, about being saved. Forgive me for fumbling over my words. I'm so excited. And then shortly after that, it was a pastor preaching, and you know, I have been dealing with some issues, some medical issues since 2014, and you know, with joint pain, arthritis, and you know, and one of the preachers that was preaching that night said, "Touch the spot that hurts and believe in faith, and God will give you a miracle." So I touched my knees, and I could literally feel the pain leaving my knee. I have not had problems out of that knee since then. That was, my knee was, gave me the worst problems. I couldn't walk a long time without my knee swelling up real big, and I haven't had problems since then. I have been suffering. In 2014, they diagnosed me with lupus. And I got a second opinion. Then they diagnosed me with rheumatoid arthritis, which are both autoimmune diseases. And, you know, I had been, you know, like I said, I had got saved and had received the Holy Ghost. And, you know, I've been learning more and more and growing more and more and learning how to lean and depend on Jesus and give him my problems and have faith. And The 30 days of speaking over yourself, I began to speak over myself and speak healing. And, you know, one day me and my fiance, we were riding, and the song came on, and I was like, yes, Lord. And like, that was a Wednesday. And that Thursday, the days went by, and I had an appointment that Friday. So I went to my appointment to the rheumatologist, and they could not find any autoimmune deficiencies, autoimmune, no connective tissues. No, I have no autoimmune diseases. I don't have lupus. They couldn't find lupus. They couldn't find rheumatoid arthritis. They couldn't find anything wrong with me. God healed me. God gave me a miracle. That God healed my knees, God healed the upper end. As a matter of fact, I haven't been in pain. I can't remember the last time I was in pain. And, I mean, even, like I said, even since 2014, I have not had a job. I haven't had any income. I have not struggled, not once. Since 2014, God has been so good to me. And then lately, I've been going through some stuff. A friend died, a close friend died with COVID. And it rattled me a little bit. And honestly, kind of, It shook me a little bit, and my faith wasn't where it should have been. But I thank God for the Holy Ghost. And my fiance was diagnosed with COVID, and I had to be around him. So me and my sister decided, okay, so since he's been diagnosed with COVID, we're just going to automatically start quarantining. So me and my sister started quarantining, and I was rattled from my friend just dying with COVID. She died in her house, and her kids found her dead. So, I mean, she was way younger than me, and it kind of rattled me a little bit. And then my fiance got diagnosed, and then I was like, oh, Lord. So me and my sister started quarantining, and on that fifth day, I lost my taste. I lost my smell, and I was like, oh, God, I have COVID. So I started, you know, I started worrying. I should have had faith to know that God was with me, and because he said he'll never leave us nor forsake us, and I should have known that. But, you know, I am human. I am flesh, and I was rattled a little bit. So I was going through some things, and I was crying, and the anxiety, and you know, I got depressed and anxious and, you know, wondering day after day, oh, Lord, is it going to get worse? Oh, Lord, is it going to get worse? Oh, Lord, is it going to get worse? Day after day for 14 days, I sat there and I kind of worried. And you know, it never got worse. The only symptom that I had was I lost my taste and smell. And I went and got my done a COVID test, and it came back negative. But my fiance, he was in a little worse shape than I was because he had pneumonia and he had to stay in the hospital for 2 weeks, and I kind of worried about that. And after that, I went to my mother's house. I mean, well, while I was quarantining, I used to call Minister Bradley, and I would cry on the phone to her, and she would pray for me, and I would call my mom, and I would cry on the phone to her, and she would pray for me, and I didn't know I was crying. But after I got my results, I went to my mom's house, and my mom would pray, and I would just cry and cry. And I felt like I was literally losing my mind. And, I mean, it got so bad to the point where I was crying and crying and crying and just hollering and screaming. And my mom prayed for me, and she was like, you know, she said that was a feeling that she's never felt before. And she said the spirit of heaviness was so heavy to the point where she could barely pray. So my sister took over, and my sister started praying. And even through everything that I went through with the COVID, with the depression, the anxiety, you know, even though my mind wasn't where it should have been, my heart and you know, the Holy Ghost in me, because greater is in me than he that's in the world. So the Holy Ghost stood up and fought for me. And I just thank God for the Holy Ghost, because when we can't fight for ourselves, the Holy Ghost will stand up and fight for you. And that's exactly what happened. And, you know, it was just like one thing after the other, one thing after the other. Even after the COVID and after depression and after the anxiety, you know, it's like the enemy just kept coming and kept coming and kept coming and kept coming. But God gives his toughest battles to his strongest soldiers. And I was not giving up, because I knew in my heart that God would never leave me nor forsake me. And I knew that he didn't bring me this far to leave me. So no matter what was going on in my head, I knew in my heart that God would never leave me nor forsake me. And even after everything that I went through, I was having some problems with my stomach and I had to go to the gastroenterologist, and they said I had a bacteria in my stomach, and, you know, that interfered with the medicines that I was taking, and I started having the anxiety and depression all over again. But I was not giving up. I won't give up. I won't go back. I have come too far to turn around. I'm so grateful. I am so grateful for God. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for the I thank Jesus for the shed blood. I just thank God. I thank God. I thank God. Through it all, I am still here. I am still climbing. I won't turn back. And after all of that, God didn't say it would be easy. He said he'll be there with you. He'll never leave you or forsake you. So when the enemy comes in and throw the stumbling blocks, God is going to give you the what you need to get through it. And so that's exactly what he did for me. God was always right there by my side. Through it all. And even when I felt like giving up, God was right there. And I just thank and praise God for I'm still here. Even though COVID has affected so many people and took so many lives, I am still, even down through my childhood, God has always been there. Even when I was in the world, God was still with me. I have purpose. And whatever it is that God has for me to do, I'm going to do it. Whatever it is that I don't care what the devil try to bring my way, I know that God will never leave me. And I just thank God. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God for Jesus. God has been so good. I thank God for PNN. Because when I first got on the line with PNN, I had backslid. And if it wasn't for PNN and for Jesus, I just don't know where I would be. They is very special to me. Very, very special to me for two reasons. One, because of PNN, and another reason is because it's my mother's birthday. Happy birthday, Mother Eloise Williams. So I thank God. I ask everybody to continue to pray for me. Continue to pray that I go higher in the Lord. Just continue to keep me in your prayers. And I continue to pray, and as long as PNN is on, I'll be on too. Blessings on you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I don't know what to do next. Amen. I'm tapping. Amen. I'm smiling. Amen. A song came to me. Praise God. Amen. What do you know about Jesus? Amen. He's all right. Glory to God. Amen. Have you tried him? Amen. I tried him and I found out. He's all right. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I praise God tonight. Amen. I'm just so happy in Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Sister Clarissa. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord. Mama. My girl. Glory to God. Amen. I praise God. Amen. For the testimony. Amen. You keep on keeping on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Can't nobody tell it like you can tell it. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So we thank God. Hallelujah. Tonight. Amen. For, amen. The Holy Ghost. Glory to God. The Holy Ghost. Amen. That's what PNN is. Amen. About, praise God, reaching souls. Amen. Renewing, reviving, restoring, delivering. Praising God. Amen. Bring it back to backsliders. Praising God. Amen. To know, praise God. Amen. If anybody can, God can. Glory to God. Because there's nothing too hard for God. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Feel like doing a tap dance. Praise God. Amen. Because the song says the devil thought he had me, but I got away. Praise God. Ah, let's move on. Let's move on. Glory to God. Amen. We're getting ready. Praise God. Amen. To introduce, amen, to, amen, to us, amen, to bring us a solo. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You might as well go ahead and shout right where you are. Praise God. Amen. Give God the glory. Glory to God. 365 days. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But sister, praise God, Robin Jackson, amen, is coming to us. Praise God. Amen. To serenade us tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. With the solo. Amen. Let's say praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Sister Robin Jackson, God bless you on tonight.
We come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. He never failed us yet. Standing on, can't turn around. We've come this far by faith. In our lives, Lord, be glorified. Be glorified, be glorified in our lives, Lord, be glorified, be glorified today. Impending, Lord, be glorified, be glorified, be glorified. Impending, Lord, be glorified. Be glorified today. In our lives, Lord, be glorified. Be glorified. Be glorified. In our lives, Lord, be glorified.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. We have come this far, and it's only by faith. Amen. Glory be to God. It's only by faith. The Lord has brought us out. He's brought us over. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And everything is working together for our good, that the Lord can get the glory. Amen. And we thank God on today. Amen. In this celebratory service. Amen. That we've come together. Amen. God yet gets the glory. He yet gets the glory. We thank God. Amen. I'm telling you, people of God, as I just foresaid, amen, the only thing missing, amen, is that we're not physically together. But we thank God today, amen, faith to faith, heart to heart, glory to God, spirit to spirit, we are here, amen, we are here. The Lord has brought us together, amen, these 365 days, amen, and we culminate, amen, on tonight. Amen. I'm grateful. I'm grateful to the Lord. I'm grateful to each and every one of you. Amen. Everything that has foregone forth, amen, on today, we thank God for it. Amen. Preordination of the Lord, all divinely orchestrated by him. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank the Lord tonight. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. We thank God for those that are yet coming on. Amen, Jesus, if you've not, amen, sent that text message out to tell the people to come on, it's not too late, amen, because why? We are getting ready for the word, amen, we are getting ready for the word of God, and we're so grateful tonight, glory to God, we're so grateful, amen, Jesus, amen, and that's one thing, amen, that has really set this line, amen, apart. Amen, from just a prayer line, amen, because that's what the Lord said in the beginning. He said, give the people a focused word, amen, not just to come to the line to pray, but give them a word that they can focus on, amen, that they can, it can divert their attention, it can give them something to hold on to, amen, their faith can be increased by the word of God. And we thank God, amen, that he said that. It was the Lord's doing. It was the Lord's doing, glory to God, that we will get a focused word. When we come to this line, amen, that we will get prayer, glory be to God, amen, which sets it off, amen, to be a broadcast because we're bringing forth the word nightly, amen. And tonight, people of God, there's no exception. Amen. On this anniversary, amen, we want you to leave with something. Amen. God wants to, it's seeds. Amen. Seeds that are being planted in your spirit, something that you can hold on to, something that you can grow by. Amen. Even as, amen, with Sister Clarissa, amen, the challenges that she went through, but it was the word of God, the spirit of the Lord, amen, that brought her out and brought her over. Amen. And again, tonight is no exception, people of God. Amen. We want you to leave with something. Amen. All of everything else has been good, but it's the word of God. Amen. Everything else is going down. Amen. Jesus, glory to God, but it's the word of God that will sustain you. Amen. It's the word of God that will pull you out. The word of God that will bring you over. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When the song has stopped, amen, as Reverend Darrell Coley says, when the music stops, amen, glory to God, when the song is stopped, amen, when the testimony, amen, is laid over to the side, people of God, we need the word of God. We need it. We got to have it, amen. And tonight, people of God, amen, we're so grateful. We're so grateful. We've had awesome speakers all over the world, amen. We really wish we could have just went down the list. Amen. Naming out all of the speakers that have come forth on this line. I'm telling you, we've had them from the north, the south, the east, the west. Amen. We've had dynamic speakers, and they are all orchestrated, and they've all come by divine ordination of the Lord. Amen. 365 days. Amen, Jesus. And people of God, not one message has been replicated. Not one message has been duplicated. Amen. And that's God. That's God. Amen. 365 days, continuous word, and not one word that has come forth that has been a duplication. Who does that? Our God does that. Amen. So we bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. We want you to prepare your hearts and prepare your minds. As we always say, get your pencil. Amen. Whatever hits your spirit, write it down. Write the scriptures down. Go back and listen at the scriptures. Amen. Glory to God. Because it's this, amen, this substance, this essence that is coming out of this line that is fueling you, that is, amen, growing you, that has been fertilizer to your spiritual growth and development. Amen. Glory to God. So we want you to prepare your hearts and your minds, people of God, and tonight, amen, Jesus, this man of God, he is no stranger to the line. Amen. We just thank God for the reachability. We thank God, amen, for these chosen vessels that are coming to this line to feed you, to give you, amen, not contaminated food, not stale food, glory to God, but hearing straight from the mind of God. Amen. Glory be to God. So we're so grateful tonight, people of God. And tonight we're going back to Alachua. We're going back to Alachua, Florida. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. There's a young man there who loves the Lord. He's a prophet. Amen. He's a teacher. He's a pastor. Amen, Jesus. He's a missionary. He's a visionary. He's an entrepreneur. Amen. And so much more. Amen. But we thank God on tonight, amen, that he is God's messenger. Amen. For this appreciation, for this hour, we thank God that he has availed himself to come before you, people of God, to bless you. Amen. To give you fresh manna by way of Elohim's Revival Center International. We are so grateful to have, amen, to come before us on tonight, none other than the prophet. Amen. Glory be to God, Virgil Postel. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you, woman of God. It is an honor and a privilege to be here on tonight for such a joyous occasion. Amen. We celebrate the Lord and we celebrate him for all that he is doing. We give God honor and praise for those who are on the line. We thank God for the woman of God for her year of service to the PNN Network. We honor and give God honor and praise also for the late Dr. Apostle S.D. James, Bishop K.E. Kenner, and also Apostle Huggins. We thank God for everyone in their respective places. We honor every gift in the fivefold ministry functions. We give God praise for all of your service and that which you do. We thank God for the help of ministry on tonight. Those that serve and aid the woman of God with the PNN Network, we thank God for you. And we bless the Lord for everyone that is under the sound of my voice. Those who come with me on tonight, we thank God for you. God bless you on tonight. But we honor Jesus. He gets the greatest honor above all. We honor him. We bless him and we salute him. Because without him, we are nothing. And because of that, we give God praise on tonight. Amen. We thank God for such beautiful words that were shared and such powerful testimony that were given. We just bless God, and that let us know that we still are overcoming by the word of the Lamb through our testimony. Amen. We're still able to defeat the enemy with our testimony. Amen. And we thank God for that, for having a bearing record and proof that God is still able. Amen. Without further ado, tonight we're going to get into the word of God. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Romans 12 and 12. God, and we thank God for Jesus. I'm just glad to be saved, y'all. That's all. I ain't got to have a house on the hill, a mansion, $1 million in a bank account. I'm just glad to be saved. Amen. Romans 12 and 12. Amen tonight. It said, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Turn to Psalms 145. And we're going to go down to verse 18. The Lord is nigh unto all of them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. And Jeremiah 33 and 3. Bless the Lord on tonight. Call upon me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. For thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the house of this city, and concerning the houses of the kings of Judah, which are thrown down by the mountains and by the sword. Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy on tonight. We thank you for your power and your authority. Lord, we come in this atmosphere, God, asking you to forgive us for sins of omission and sins of commission even now, Lord, that you would blot out every transgression, of God, that you would bind the will of the enemy, Jesus, and bring his works to know. Father, we pray even now, O God, that you release a word in this atmosphere, O God, that is transformative, that is life-changing, O God, that is impactful to our souls, O God, that it is able to take us to another place in you, in your glory, in your power, God. We want to, O God, be elevated, God, to a place of authority and a place of power, into new dimensions and new territories. God, open up doors for us tonight in the spirit realm. Father, we've had natural doors open for us, but God, tonight we need spiritual doors open for us, O God, that you will fill the voids inside of our souls, the emptiness inside of our spirit, O God, that you will pour water on our dry places even now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for your word, God, for it is true. It is powerful, God. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. And God, we honor you for every word, Father, every scripture that is written in the text. And God, we give you praise now. Father, give me the strength to decrease that you might increase, O God, that your people may have that what they need, O God. Give me the strength to move me out of the way, O God, that you, God, may speak. God, on tonight, Lord, your servant avails himself, O God, that you may speak, God, for your servant hears. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Happy birthday and happy anniversary, PNN. Tonight we're going to talk about dimensional prayer. Dimensional prayer. Amen. Dimensional prayer. And so as we understand what prayer is, many of us have been taught over the years that prayer is a dialogue, it's a conversation. But prayer is an invocation or an act that seeks to activate a rapport with an object of worship through deliberate communication. This means that being that we serve God, that our prayer is to begin to engage into a deliberate conversation. We get into a posture or a position. We prepare ourselves for this conversation. Sometimes we take a bath, and sometimes we anoint ourselves with oil. Sometimes we cover our head, and sometimes we even can't even do all of that. We just sit there with worship music going in the background, and sometimes even without it, we just go into our conversation. Sometimes the conversation's low, sometimes it's loud, sometimes it's strong, sometimes it's light, sometimes it's full of tears, and sometimes it's full of joy, sometimes it's celebratory. But either way, prayer is still a bit of communication. The Greek word for prayer is prosiphios, and which means request, solicitation, prayer, entreat, invocation, and rogation. Now, when I seen the word rogation, I said, now, wait a minute, that's something I've never seen before. Now, I don't know about you all, but I love to learn new words. And so rogation means a solemn supplication consisting of a litany of the saints chanted on 3 days, chanting on 3 days before Ascension Day. And when I read that, my mind began to think about the rapture of Christ. When we go and celebrate Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the high holy days. And then I begin to realize that these are the sacred days. And so if rogation means that we are to acknowledge that there are parts of our prayer that we set aside for prayer into ascension into God, a desire to go back with him when he comes, a desire to pull on God until he shows up or manifests himself in our midst or in our atmosphere. Now, when we look at prayer, there are understandings of outer court and inner court prayers. If you're praying on the outer court, it is a struggle. Most of those prayers seem like you're hitting a wall or hitting a glass ceiling, or they're not even getting above your head, and they're just falling right back down in your lap. These are outer court prayers, normally dormant prayers that don't go anywhere. Inner court prayers are prayers that are proceeding to the holy place, but not quite there. And tonight I want to take you into the dimension of prayer, which is the fourth dimension. We've dealt with dimensions before. So the fourth dimension, as we have, those of you who have heard the message before, just a little a little going back over it a little bit for you. The fourth dimension is where time stands still. It is the dimension of time. So this is where we see time and eternity come together. They kiss, and they begin to allow whatever petition you have to be answered for you. You're no longer right there on the outside, but you're right there where you have the resolution. But when you are doing dimensional prayers, this is where prayer moves through time and eternity. Praying in the fourth dimension enables your prayer to reach God. These prayers are eternal realm prayers. Why do we have to pray eternal realm prayers? Eternal realm prayers help us legislate in the spirit, meaning legislate is a form of law, is a form of putting things or enacting things into law, or putting things and enacting them into a charter. So when we begin to legislate in prayer, we begin to make it legal. We begin to make it constitutional. And so anytime a prayer is amended, that means that we go in now and have that prayer redone. But that has to be approved by God. This is where we understand where the binding and loosing, meaning if we pray something before that we shouldn't have prayed, then we have to what, bind that prayer so it does not what, do what we don't need it to do. Let's look at Joel chapter 2. Joel chapter 2, and I'm going to pray to get through this as quick as possible. Saints of God, I know we've been here for a while, but I'm got to give you what God has told me to give you tonight. I'm going to be obedient, and you're going to either love me or fuss at me later. Chapter 2, verse 17. Priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? So when you look at the porch and the altar, this is the gate and the holies of holies, meaning this is the place where we see where their elders or leaders or high priests of the ministries will what, intercede for the saints, that God will what, forgive us, that God will what, atone or heal us, set the captive free, deliver our children, bring them out of addiction, bring them off of drugs, and save them. And bring them out of the places that they're stuck in, that God will what? Give us jobs, that he will provide what? Prosperity, finances, economical wealth. And so because of that, you have where leaders now are called to stand between the porch and the altar, stand between. And so between means to intercede, because intercession means between and among. And so when you look at the presence of the scripture, it says that they call them to what? Stand between the porch and the altar. So they stand between and among. And so they become what? The one that goes for before us to petition the Lord on our behalf. There are eight types of prayers. I'm not going to be able to run through the scriptures with you, but I'm going to leave them with you. Prayer. The prayer of thanksgiving, Philippians 4 and 6. The prayer of worship, Acts 13 and 23. The prayer of intercession, 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 2, John 17. Prayer of consecration, Matthew 26 and 39. Prayer of faith, Acts 10 and 38, James 5 and 15. Prayer of agreement, Matthew 18 and 19. Prayer of the Holy Spirit, Romans 8. 26 through 27, prayer of all the time, meaning you pray all the time. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17. Let's look at Hebrews 11 and 1. So when we look at Hebrews 11 and 1, the Bible tells us, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And so if it's going to take us to have faith in prayer, we have to what? Believe it, right? So if we look at Mark 11, 24, then we understand why we have to have faith. When we pray, when we open our mouths, when we speak and decree and declare out of our mouths, expecting God to move for us. Because in Mark 11, 24, he tells them, he says this. He says, Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. One of the conduits of understanding prayer in dimensional prayer is you must believe that you are going to receive it, and not that you're going to receive it 3 weeks from now, 4 weeks from now. And these are words that we often use in the body of Christ that hinder us from receiving right then. Well, I know he able. If I ain't got it right now, I know I'm going to get it. But we've got to believe that God is a right now God. We got to believe that God's going to deliver for us right then and give it to us right then. Say, because the scripture says, by this time tomorrow. And so if the word declares that there's going to be a tomorrow and a recepting of tomorrow, that means there must be what? If I'm decreeing it today, if it doesn't show up right now, then what, by this time tomorrow, it should what, manifest. Because we serve a God that even though we live in time, but we want God to release things out of the eternal realm into our time. And many of us need miracles, but we need miracles right now. And we can't wait. Many of us can't wait or think we cannot wait till the next day. And so instead of us saying, okay, God, I know if you're faithful enough and just enough to do it, I know you'll do it, you know, though you tarry, wait for it. But we got to understand that if we don't put a demand and show God, say, God, listen, I know what you can do. I know what you're able to do. And we put go back in our mind and look at the print, the blueprint of the word. When miracles were done in the Bible, look at Mary with the wedding. Jesus looked at her and said, woman, my hour have not come. And then she turned around and looked at him and said, do what he tell you to do. He could not deny her because she pulled the miracle. And so sometimes we want God to give us a blessing, but we don't pull hard enough. We pull, but the faith is not there. We want it, but our faith is not there. And sometimes we have to pause and say, how bad do I really want it? So you have to know that when you open your mouth to pray, angels begin to move at your words. 1 Corinthians 13:1. Said, though I speak with tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. I want you to look at the top of the scripture that says, though I speak with tongues of men and of angels. The book of Songs, the Bible says that the angels begin to converse with God and say, what is man that thou art mindful of him, that you have made him a little lower than the angels? And so here we find in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 1 where the scripture says that we have a tongue to command, commission angels. Paul now begins to tell the church of Corinth, says, listen, I may speak with tongues of angels and of men. But he begins to lay out a format after that, saying that if I don't have all of this stuff in order, then it means nothing. I'm a sound of brass and a tinkling cymbal. So in order to operate and pray in dimensions, you got to understand that there is a certain level of life in God that you should walk in, a certain level of accountability, a certain level of purity that you would walk in. Now, everybody's not going to start off praying the dimensional prayers. Let's just be clear on that. When you start praying the dimensional prayers, you start running into different types of warfare. You begin to engage demon spirits on a different level and different ranking versus you're on the outside of the court and you're just fighting against the little foxes. Those are the things that frustrate you because the Bible said that it is the little foxes that destroy the vine. And so because of that, what we understand is that when we open our mouths, we got to understand that when we open our mouths, we are legislating. We are not only legislating, but we're putting things into motion that will change not only trajectories of this time, but they'll change trajectories of another time that we may not even be here to see. In other words, many people would always say that I'm surviving off of the prayers of my grandmother. I'm surviving off the prayers of my mother. And sometimes that a years-long worth of prayers that somebody's labored in intercession crying out for you. But when you understand how to legislate, now to legislate in dimensional prayer, you understand you have to understand I decree and declare. And that means that when you begin to say I decree and declare, that is declaration. That means setting your authoritative position as a kingdom ambassador in the earth realm as a representative for God. That means that you begin to send an edict or put something into law. I'm decreeing and declaring that by this day or this day something has to change or this day something shifts or this day something comes. This means that God now opens up windows and portals and dimensions because legally what you've done is you've signed it into law. God approves it because it goes in accordance to what? The binding and loosing authority that we have. He said, "Do I have given you what the keys to the kingdom." In Matthew, he says, "I've given you the keys in the kingdom." He said, "Whatsoever you bind on earth shall be what? Bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." And so when you open your mouth and said, "I decree and declare," that is moving from a subordinate position to now you separate yourself from the world. And as you separate yourself from the world, you step into your true identity, where the scripture says we are in the world, but we're not of the world. Meaning you pull yourself out of it and you step into your power, your authority in God. And so we've got to understand decreeing and declaring. And so tonight I want to decree and declare for your life. I decree and declare angelic assistance is being released on your behalf to fight for you, to heal you, to protect you, and to guide you. The power of prayer is so effective that when you pray, whomever comes in contact where you prayed and whom you prayed for, life should be changed. This is why we have to guide our prayers. And this is what you call target prayers. Step one in a target prayer is place a name or subject on your prayer. What are you praying for? What are you praying about and why? Discern your prayer. Step two is discern your prayer directives. Why are you praying? And you must stay focused. Step two, you got to stay focused. Discernment cannot be distracted. You cannot be distracted by what's around you. So sometimes you have to shut yourself up and put your earphones in and blast music if you ain't listening to it and just pray. Step three, intercession, is seeing into the spirit and picking up names, faces, locations, and government issues in prayer. Intercession goes beyond just seeing into. In other words, of standing between the problem and the answer. Intercession allows you to intercept people's needs in prayer. Intercession is a prayer that travels. It's not a steady prayer. It's not a positional prayer. But intercession opens you up that you begin to discern the needs of people that are going on around the world. And if you are at the heart of intercession and God has brought you out to be an intercessor, what happens is when you pray, you begin to pick up people in China, Africa, Cambodia, Hawaii, Jamaica, Canada. You begin to pick up people in Australia, Zimbabwe. You begin to pick up people all over the world. God begin to show you faces. What's going to happen and why are you praying? And sometimes he may not show you why you're praying, but just show your faces, and you'll feel the urge of the need to pray. And so we have to understand that many of us are intercessors. And we have to understand that intercession is not a controlled environment, meaning that you don't have the power to control the prayer. It is God himself who controls the prayer, because that is a prayer where God begins to point you to those who have urgent needs. Yes, we can intercede for one another, but that is prayer of agreement. When you are praying for one another and you're praying that somebody be healed, I need you to be interceding on my behalf. Well, intercession between is standing between the problem and the answer. I can cry out for you and ask God to move on your behalf, which means I'm coming in agreement with your request. Intercession meaning interjecting yourself spiritually and naturally into someone's life through by way of God-given permission, not by your own desire, but by God-given permission and authority to release you to do such work. Decreeing and declaring is your seventh dimension, where we understand the seventh dimension is legislative authority. It is God is your God-given authority, where prayers become law in the kingdom. Watch this, Proverbs 18:21. We know the scripture. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Whatever you say out of your mouth. Got to understand tonight that whenever you pray, you got to believe it. If you don't take anything else tonight, believe. Understand Mark 11:24, that when you open your mouth, believe that ye shall receive them, and it is yours. You can obtain what you want. All you got to do is believe it. Open your mouth and decree and declare it, and believe that it is yours, and know that it's coming, and put a time stamp on it, and let yourself know it'll be here. You can put a demand on it. One of the things that you got to do is this, is that when you pray, you got to pull on your prayer. And how you pull on your prayer is the same way you pull on a prophet or a man, the woman of God, for a word. And that is every day you got to walk around and say, this is coming, this is coming. Wake up looking for it. Wake up expecting it. We pray and say, well, I'm putting this out there, and whatever God do with it, I'll be satisfied. No, God wants you to pull on the word. Pull on him, just like the woman with the issue of blood. She touched the hem of his garment, and you got to pull on God's garment. You got to pull and tug at him and keep tugging daily and saying, remember this, remember this, remember this. You got to keep, and I'm not saying keep praying about it, but say, God, I'm still waiting. God, I'm still waiting. Let him know I'm still waiting for you to move. I'm still waiting for the release. I'm still waiting for the healing. I'm still waiting for the cyst to dry up. I'm still waiting for the diabetes to turn around. I'm still waiting for the cancer to leave. I'm still waiting for the AIDS to go. Come on, somebody. I'm still waiting for my miracle. You got to pull until you get it. Now, I want you to take a moment and legislate your request. Put a demand on your prayer and wait for it to come to pass. Now, take a moment and begin to just, wherever you are at now, just begin to release some things that you know that's in your heart that only God can do. Release those things to God right now and decree and declare that it shall come, that it shall not be delayed, it shall not be denied, that there will be no more time in between time, but there shall be no more delay, that you shall receive what the Lord has for you. Begin to decree and declare out of your mouth. And believe on Mark 11:24 that whatever you speak, whatever you decree, whatever you're declaring, that believe that you shall receive it and watch God give it to you. Prayer has levels, and everyone doesn't pray on the same level. But the more you pray, the more strength you would get in prayer. Everybody has to understand this. We're all called to prayer. We're all called to supplication. We're all called to serve. We're all called to worship. We're all called to seek. But you got to understand, prayer is your personal time with God. It is your time to be what? In intercession, it is your time to know who God is for yourself. It is your time to labor in the Spirit of God, in the presence of God. It is your time to be at his feet. And so you may start out at a one level in prayer, and you may not be at somebody else's level, but you cannot become intimidated by what you pray or how you pray differently. Just let God continue to elevate you in prayer. It's just like mantles in the anointing. You don't elevate in God just because you sound good, but you elevate in God because of relationship, because he trusts you, because of purity, because of holiness and righteousness, because your garments have been washed over and over again in the blood of the Lamb. And because of that, God wants us to what? Begin to create an atmosphere that we keep a prayer life. And understanding that as you pray and you know that you're growing in God, and as you're growing in God, your prayers will change. Your prayer language will shift. I remember some time ago there was a ministry that I covered, a pastor that I covered, and she was on one night, and I told her, I said, listen, you had the same tongues, and this was in a personal conversation with her. You know, we was talking. I said, you had the same tongues. And you had the same tongues for a year and a half. Something is wrong with your prayer life. You should not be speaking and praying at the same level. And you said that you're called to do this. Something is wrong. Your prayer language should change. That means that to every level you go on, God watches you. He renews you. He changes your language. Why? He has to change your language because the conversation changes. The intercession shifts. The assignments change. The weight of the oil gets heavier. And because of that, he's got to shift your language, because now you got to be able to commission new angels. You got to be able to talk to new angels now in the spirit. You got to be able to shift them around and move them around and maneuver them in the spirit. And not only that, you got to be able to outsmart the devil. God wants you to what? Be able to speak to him and the enemy not know what you are saying. Now, my final note for tonight, as we go into dimensional prayer, we look at the circle of prayer that we have. Every time you pray the hours of prayer, your prayer ascends up into that hour, but whatever that name is. So if you're doing Jehovah Rapha, your prayer ascends up into the garment of the bosom of Jehovah Rapha, meaning that that being is sick among you, or if you be sick yourself, that means healing comes unto your body, because you are now what? Letting your prayers go into the healing power of God, and because of that, you're believing God for healing, and it's coming what? Back down to you. And you're receiving a miracle. If you're praying the hour,
of God's protection. And as you're praying God's protection, when your prayer goes up, the angels, Archangel Michael, Raphael, all the angels come down to protect you. Wolf angels come down to protect you and shield you from any kind of harm or witchcraft, divination, plans of the enemy, plots of deceit. You're covered under blood. And so as your prayers go up, whether you're praying the hours of prayer through the circle of prayer or whether you're praying your own personal prayer, your prayer goes up into the bosom of God. And when God hears your prayer, he releases over your life that you may receive from him that which you need. And so tonight I want you to understand that your prayers will go heard and not unanswered. They will be answered if you believe. You've got to believe God for who he is. The Lord wants you to know tonight that he's waiting on you to open your mouth and begin to decree a thing and declare it and begin to pray and know that he's going to move over your life and believe him for moving over your life. Believe God and trust him. You've got to trust God and know that he is God. Know that he's going to provide it for you. Know that he's going to give you what you need. Some of us need to repent. We're holding up our own miracles. Some of us need to go on a fast because we're holding up our own breakthroughs. God's trying to speak to us. He's trying to get your attention. Many of us trying to figure out why he ain't moved yet because you ain't changed. You ain't changed your behavior. And many of you believe that there's nothing wrong with you, but that's a narcissistic behavior. Something's wrong with all of us. We all need to repent. We all got to stay before the throne. We all got to stay in purification. Ain't none of us perfect. And ain't none of us better than the next. We all need God. And because of that, we got to understand that when we get into the presence of God, we've got to be willing to let God undress us. Let him undress you in prayer. Let him undress your life. Let him critique you. Let him show you your dirty sides. Let him show you your filthiness. Let him show you the hardening of your heart. Let him show you the ways that you don't want to see. I told one lady, I said, you need to let God come in and show you your heart. She told me, she said, no, man of God. She said, prophet, I don't want to see that. I don't like that side. I said, well, that's the side he want to set free. That's the side he want to deliver. But he won't deliver it if you don't let him show it to you. And many of you got to be still and know that he is God. You got to know that he's moving. And his hand is moving on your behalf right now. I don't know who this is for tonight, but God's hand is moving on your behalf right now. And he's moving in ways and miracles. He's moving in ways and breakthroughs and healings for you right now. He's answering you right now. It ain't though you tear away for it. It's hear me now. I'm knocking now for you to hear me to know that I'm trying to tell you something. I'm trying to tell you how to come to me and how to get it from me. Amen. God bless you on tonight. We love you. We thank God for you. God, we pray now tonight, God, that you move by your spirit and your power. Continue to cover this line and bless your people like never before in the name of Jesus. Sweet Holy Ghost, and it oh Shia, in the midst of this place, oh God, sweet God, like never before, oh God, prick the heart of men, oh God, change us forever, Jesus. God, even as we go into the next phase on this line, that God continue to open our hearts up to receive from you, that we may be people that hunger and thirst after righteousness, that we seek deliverance, oh God, through sanctification and holiness. God, that we build a life of prayer and consecration before your will. In Jesus' name we pray. And the people of God said amen and thank God. We're going to open the floor for those who want to be saved tonight. Those who want to be saved. If you want to be saved on tonight, press star 6. Press star 6 if you want to be saved on tonight. Now is your opportunity to be introduced to the Savior. For your life to be changed forever. The opportunity to give God your entire life. Surrender your mind, your heart, your soul, and your members. Many of us need to surrender our members unto the Lord. Surrender your members unto him. Surrender your mind unto him. Give that marriage, that relationship over to him. Tonight is the night that you give God everything. You let God know that I'm tired. I won't compromise with your will. I pray. I'll seek your face. I'll change. I'll change. I'll change. I stayed up all night last night, and I wrestled all night, and I couldn't sleep. I didn't get to bed around 6 o'clock this morning, 6 or 7 o'clock this morning, but I wrestled all night, all night. Spirit just was hung on the rapture, and I just kept wrestling and wrestling and wrestling. I said, God, what is this? What is going on? Didn't have no peace in my spirit last night. All I could feel was me pulling at the rope, just a pull for the rapture, just a pull going on in the spirit. And I said, God, what is going on? And when I woke up this morning, I heard the voice of the Lord say, sooner than you think. Sooner than you think. We don't have time and luxury, Zion. We've got to seek God while he may be found. If you're not saved and you're a backslider, make your election sure. Come on back to Jesus. Let him know that you're sorry for all that you've done. Come on back and tell him, God, I give you my heart and my life. I'll let you rule it. I'll submit to your will. I'll submit to your authority. Now is the day. This is the day that you tell the Lord yes forever. Come on, press star 6 if you want to come on and give God your life. Kill Jesus. Yes, Lord. Lord. Woman of God, is anybody on the platform?
No, sir, man of God. Doesn't look like there's anyone on the platform right now. Mm-mm. Jesus, thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. If anybody needs prayer on tonight, if you need prayer for healing, prayer for deliverance, whatever it is you need prayer for, come on over. Come on over. Press star 6.
Thank you, Jesus.
Press star 6. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. We bless the name of the Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You've got to learn to trust him. You got to learn to trust him.
Mm-hmm.
You can't give him the issue and take it back from him. You got to learn to trust him. You got to learn to trust him. You can't get it back and say, I'll fix it. I'll do it. And you sit and wonder about it and say, I figured it out. Don't worry about it. I got it. And you mess up worse than you already all it is. Because
mm-hmm.
you don't have it. You can't fix it.
Thank you.
You can't fix it. You need prayer tonight. Come over. Yes, Lord. Yes, ma'am.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, ma'am.
I need a Christian prayer for me tonight that I am close to walk with the Lord. And thank you for it, the explanation of prayer tonight, because I thought I knew what it was, but I realized that I don't. So I thank God for the wisdom that has been imparted to us tonight. And I'm also asking you all to keep praying for my family and my loved ones. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, Lord. Anybody else? Anybody else tonight?
Oh, sure.
Caller, take your phone. There you are. Go ahead.
Hello, this is Sister Clarissa. Again, I gave the testimony. I wanted to say that, you know, in my going through, and after I got saved, one thing I had to do was let my boyfriend of 3 years go so that I could work on myself and work on my relationship with God. And
mm-hmm.
after everything that I went through, you know, the struggle and everything that the devil meant for my bad, God turned it around for my good, and it taught me how to, it taught me to pray more, and, you know, I learned to read my Bible more, and I learned to have faith, and, you know, everything that the enemy meant for my bad, God turned it around for my good. And in the good, after my fiance and I went through everything that we went through, you know, I went to God and asked God about, you know, my fiance at the time. And, you know, it's something that I should have done from the start, you know, ask God, is this the man that I should marry, you know, go to God about everything. And after we went through everything that we went through, we both learned to pray more. And he dedicated his life to God, and, you know, and we got married Saturday. So my prayer request is that just pray for our marriage, that, you know, we're definitely going to keep God first and foremost in our lives. And, you know, just pray for our marriage that we'll grow higher in the Lord and stay strong together. And know that a family that prays together stays together. And we definitely pray together. And now we just ask y'all to continue to pray for us.
Yes, Lord. And congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Amen. Anybody else? Anybody else need prayer on tonight?
Thank you, Jesus.
Anybody else? I don't have no houses and cows for you tonight. All I got is prayer.
I see another caller trying to come over. Go ahead, caller.
God bless you. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
God bless you, man of God. I truly enjoyed the word. And my name is Linda, and I was just requesting prayer for my sinuses and allergies. I have a real bad problem with sinus and allergies, and I want you to just touch and agree that the healing, and I believe, will come forth, complete healing. Bless you.
Yes, Lord. Get you some stinger nettle drops. Go to your herbal shop. They may be at a Mother Earth or a type of herbal shop that sells, like, herbs and stuff like that. You need stinger nettle drops. You don't need a lot. You just need enough. And if you don't like a caustic taste, then get you some stinger nettle tea. Should be at Publix or Walmart. Get you some stinger nettle tea. And that works for allergies. Because I have really bad allergies. And when I say my allergies are bad, like my eyes be itching. They have to take me to the ocean for my sinuses to clear up. That's just how bad it is. And so I went to the herbal shop, and I told the lady, I said, listen, I need something for these allergies, and I need something fast. She said, well, you get some stinger nettle over there, and it'll clear it up for you real quick. And that and a humidifier with some pink Himalayan salt in it, and you want to keep that in your atmosphere. Keep that drainage down, but you want to drink plenty of tea. Plenty of tea to keep that drainage down. But stinger nettle tea for your sinuses. Stinger nettle tea or stinger nettle drops. You're welcome.
Okay.
I'm definitely going to be praying for you because I know how you feel. You're welcome.
Yeah.
God bless you, too. Would that be another on tonight?
Ooh, thank you.
Go ahead, caller. We see you on the platform. Go ahead. Press star 6 again. There you are. Now we can see. Yes.
This is Queen. Can you text what he's saying? I don't know why I can't understand it.
We can barely hear you.
What?
We can barely hear you. Sound like you got us in a hole.
Okay. Can you text what you're saying? Because I can't understand you. About
it's called stinger nettle. Okay, you know the little flower? You know the flower that I don't know if you grew up in the state, but it's a flower that got a little sticky, like sticks on it or whatever, the white. It's got a white flower on it, but it's green. If you walk across it and it hits your leg, it kind of make your leg, it stings, but it itches at the same time. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, stings, like stings. Okay.
Okay, so it's called the stinger nettle.
So spell it for me.
STINGER, stinger nettle. And nettle, NETTLE.
Okay, all right. Okay, so right. I need to get that.
Get the tea, use the tea of the drop. You don't need but one drop. You don't need a whole, you don't need two droppers. You just need one dropper. It's called stinger nettle.
Okay. And the Himalayan salt, I know what that is. And then cool mist, humidifier or warm?
In the humidifier, it can be hot or cold. But you want something that's going to keep your nasal passages moisturized and conditioned. So you're going to need that air to go up in there, be able to come up in your nose. And so you need moisture in your air. And so most of the time, the sinuses get irritated because it's dry and it's pollen up there. But you need to have moisture up there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can also flush
your
sinuses out for those who got sinus issues. You can flush your sinuses out with a neti pot.
Okay. Okay, I know what that is. Okay.
Put a little Himalayan salt in there or sea salt in there and flush it out with a neti pot.
Okay. So my prayer request is, I do that. My mom, I'll have to do that for her. But my prayer request is I'm healing, but my heart is heavy and aching, and I just don't know how to get out of this, where I can get the breakthrough that I need. I'll start praying, and I'm going to go to sleep or something, and I go, like, comatose to sleep. It's not like you just drift off to sleep. And then when I wake up, it's the next day, and I don't even remember nothing.
So I'm going to pray now in the name of Jesus. I'm going to pray for you right now. Father, we pray right now in the name of Jesus. Against every spirit of depression, we come against it now by the power and the thought of the Holy Ghost. We pray against internal hurt, God, internal unforgiveness, even now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we cast out every stronghold. We break and sever every chain, every yoke of bondage, even now, God. We untie the thoughts that's in her mind. We unlock her emotions, God, and release every weight of pressure, pain, and even the memory off of her back right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we alleviate the weight in the heart right now, God. Father, and oh, Father, that you would be, God, the burden bearer, oh, God. You would be the heaven, oh, Sharon, even now. God, we pray Jehovah Shalom be her peace even now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, oh, God, for you are forgiving, God, Father. And because you are forgiving, God, God, we ask you to continue to forgive us as we forgive others, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, by your will and your power and your authority, oh, God, we pray now, God, that you would bind the will of the enemy and you would bring his works to naught now. In the name of Jesus, touch now. Yes, Lord. Touch now, oh God, by your spirit and your power now. In the name of Jesus, we decree in the Diomanta, Ekobashe, in the Diomandia, we decree and declare. We decree and declare. We decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus a breakthrough. We declare breakthrough in the name of Sheko Mansaya. You gotta let it go. You gotta release it from yourself. You gotta release that thing from yourself. You hold rabahaya. We hold ourselves. We hold ourselves hostage. We hold ourselves hostage. But you gotta let you gotta let it go. You gotta release it out of your heart. You gotta release it out of your heart. Yay. Oh my Shia Nedidio. You gotta release it out of your heart. You gotta release it out of your heart. And maybe, oh, Shia, I can see your heart and the spirit is like it's got a big, huge lock on it. I don't know what's come in. I don't know what's hurt you or offend you, what's aching you on the inside, but you got to let it go because you locked those emotions inside of your heart, and now you got to free yourself. You have the key, God says, and you got to let that stuff go. You got to free yourself from it. You got to free yourself. You got to let it go. I don't care if it's unforgiveness. You got to let it go. You got to open your mouth and say, God, I forgive
God.
I let it go.
Yes,
I let it go. If it's unforgiveness, let them go. If it's grief, God, let me be free.
Mm-hmm.
Loose the way.
Yeah,
but you got to let them go. You got to let it go. You got to let it go.
Jesus.
You have to let it go. God want to come in and penetrate your heart, but there's a big old chain and a big old lock on your heart.
Yes,
you got to let him in. You have to let him in and trust him.
Yes.
He'll never hurt you. He'll never fail you. And you got to know he'll never hurt you and know he'll never fail you.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to let him in because he wants to heal your heart. He want to heal your heart. Praying, it's like hitting a brick wall. It's like hitting a brick wall. You can't hide your emotions.
You can't hide
your emotions. They'll eat you up. They'll make you internally sick.
Yes.
They'll begin to eat at your organs and cause other sicknesses and diseases to take place in your life. You can't sit and hold stuff. You can't harbor it. You got to let it go. You got to let it go. I don't care what was done. I don't care what happened. Let it go. It's not worth your peace, and it's not worth depression.
Yes.
Because the enemy will want to take you out, but he will not have you.
I would agree so.
But you got to let it go. You got to let it go. You got to let it go. Got to let it go. You understand me?
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. You still there? Or you dropped out?
Queen, are you there? Take your phone off mute. Okay.
Hello?
We can hear.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me?
Yes, sir.
You got to forgive. You got to forgive. I don't know why I keep hearing the word forgiveness. You got to do it. You got to forgive. You got to. I know it hurt. I know it wounded you. I know it scarred you. I know that it took you to a low place.
Jesus.
But you, yes, God, you got to let it go. You got to forgive. You got to forgive. You got to forgive. It's eating at you. It's eating at you. It's eating. Even if it's impacting your eating habits, you got to let that thing go.
Jesus.
You got to let it go. Let it go. Let it go. You can't get revenge while hurting. You can't get revenge at all because God says vengeance is mine as the Lord.
And
you can't get it at all. God wins. We don't win unless God wins, and he can't win until we let him fight.
Mm-hmm. Only
you got to let it go and be healed and be healed and be healed. Hear me. Let it go and be healed. Let it go and be healed.
Jesus.
You understand me?
Yes,
you understand me? Okay.
Yes,
how bad relationships get, and I'm not trying to get in your business, but I don't care how bad relationships get. Let me tell you something. If it not been for the Lord exposing it,
mm-hmm.
you would have made a huge mistake. Do you understand me?
Yes, sir.
And because who God has designed for you is going to honor you for who you really are and what you're worth.
Okay.
I love you. I want you to let it go.
Yes,
I want you to really let it go. If you can't let it go verbally in this atmosphere, call Evangelist Bradley and have her pray with you. If you don't want to call her, get you a tablet and write that thing out and get it off of you. And when you finish writing it, burn it. Don't even keep the memory of it. But you got to release that thing off of you, and you got to do it quick. You understand me? You have to do it quick. You have to do it quick. Because this depression is trying to isolate you and to put you in a suicidal position. And you can't go there. The Lord said you got too much work and too much promise. And all of this was designed by the enemy to cause you to forfeit your life before time. You cannot do it. Burn every picture, tear every image, everything. Get rid of everything they're giving you. Get them off of your social media. Delete their phone number. Change your phone number. Email, text, whatever you got to do. You got to get rid of it. This thing is woven into the fabrics of your whole emotional being. You got to get this thing out of you. And the concept, yes, Lord. See, when you consummate, you create soul ties. So that's what's wrenching at you now, like barbed wire. That's what's tying at you, like barbed wire, the soul ties.
My
it's wrapped around you. It's eating at you like barbed wire. The soul tie. It's the soul tie. But I command every soul tie, every spirit, every memory.
Yes.
I break it by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost.
Go.
And I decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus.
Holy Ghost.
That every emotional attachment be broken, be shattered, and every thought of suicide be driven out now in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I send the fire of God to your body now in the name of Jesus that you purify. That your life be whole again. That you recapture your value again. That you bounce back and get on your feet again. You become your normal self again. I decree a reboot over your life now. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. I decree it to be so. I decree it to be so. In the name of Jesus. Get rid of everything that they sent you and everything that you have a memory of them with. Get rid of it. Don't waste no time. Throw it away. Burn it. Whatever you got to do. With no regret. I don't care if it's clothes, whatever they bought you, get rid of it.
Yes.
Do not hold fast to it. Get it away from you as soon as possible. Yes. Because the spirit that's in that stuff is eating at you. And you can't be afraid to turn and change your phone number. And you didn't lose nothing. You understand me?
Yes, sir.
Don't let the devil make you think you lost something, because you didn't lose anything. You gained your freedom. You gain your sanity. You gain your peace.
Haya, haya.
You understand me? Don't let the enemy make you feel like you ain't win because you did. You won because God allowed it to happen so you can see what you needed to see. Now you stand in your kingdom authority, and you let the devil know who's in charge, and you walk in power. You understand me? You walk in power. You are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Yes, Jesus.
You understand me?
Yes, sir.
The Bible says that who can find a virtuous woman? For a price is far above rubies. The scripture is written of you and all the women. Know your position in the earth.
Mm-hmm.
You are mother. You are daughter. You are birther. You are travailer. You are valuable. And you shall live. And not die. I love you. God bless you. Call Minister Bradley.
Yes.
Call Minister Bradley.
Yes, God.
You're welcome. Call Minister Bradley. Anybody else need prayer on tonight? You're welcome. God bless you. Anybody else need prayer on tonight? We love the Lord tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Anybody else need prayer? Anybody else need prayer on tonight?
Hey, Apostle.
Don't be afraid. Hey, how are you?
Can you hear me?
Hey. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. So I'm not requesting prayer, but I just want to give this little testimony real quick. So as I was picking up my daughter, I'm listening to you, right? And I'm listening to you list the different dimensions of prayer. And we'll say years ago, I used to always declare and decree some certain things when I was working at a particular job, and it kind of worked out for me, but I had forgotten about that. So my gallbladder, you know, trying to act up on me. So I just started just speaking over my body and declaring and decreeing that I'm healed and that the blood, it cleanses and it heals. And I just kept saying, I believe your word, God. I believe you. I believe your word. I believe your word. And I just kept saying, your pain can't stay. You got to go. And from that moment on until now, like, it's not even bothering me anymore.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's not even bothering me anymore. So I just want to thank God
Jesus.
For you and to what he's asked you to teach us and talk to us today about, and some of it may be new for some, but it was a reminder for me. And so I just wanted to thank you and just, you know, give you that little testimony that, you know, I'm not hurting. I'm not hurting anymore. So,
yes, Lord.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you thank you.
God bless you. Thank God. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else? Star 6, we thank God. Anybody else? Star 6. Star 6. Yes, sir.
Hello. I was listening to Sister Earl. This is Iran. And I heard her testimony about being delivered from lupus and the arthritis. And I myself am going through an autoimmune deficiency. And so I know God is going to do a miracle in healing me. But I want Fred to hold on until the day he does it, definitely. And I know I want it right now, and I'm looking for it, definitely. But he hasn't done it yet. So I'm praying, please, pray for me to get it soon, right now. Definitely. Mm-hmm. And then also I have a request to pray for my eldest sister, who's going through a tough time healing of her leg. For the last 8 years, she's been going through to the doctor. And still, the legs haven't gotten any better. So I would like to pray for her, for her healing.
Yes, Lord. I sure will. Yes, Lord. I definitely will. I will be praying for y'all, Elon. I definitely will. Anybody else? Anybody else? Yes, Jesus. Anybody else need prayer on tonight? Anybody else need prayer? Any more prayer requests? Thank you, Jesus. Over to your name. Over to your name. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. If you're having marital problems, if you're having marital problems, you don't have to tell me what it is that you're dealing with. If you're having marital problems and you need prayer, press star 6. Yes, Lord. If you're having marriage problems in your marriage, press star 6 and just come over. And just tell me, just put your name and say, pray for my marriage. You ain't got to get into details. You got to get into your business. But if you're having marital problems, press star 6. I don't care what it is, but all I heard the Lord say was some women on here with some marriage problems going on. Star 6. If you're not embarrassed and you shouldn't have to feel embarrassed, don't feel embarrassed. If you want prayer for your marriage, press star 6 and come on over. Pray for my marriage. Pray for my marriage. Anybody willing? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We still have the opportunity for those that want prayer. Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Amen. Mr. Ryder, is there anybody else?
Praise the Lord, man of God. Let's see. Looks like the platform is clear.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. We're going to pray tonight. Father, we...
I think one person was trying to come over. Go ahead, caller.
Press star 6. Come on over.
Star 6.
All right, so we're going to pray for my marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
I got you. I got you. There's another one on here. I know what I feel in the spirit. The Lord said don't tarry on it because they want to do it their own way. You ready to wash your hands and get a divorce right now?
What?
Not you. I hear the Lord talking. But I got you. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you.
All right.
Mm-hmm. You can't solve, listen to me, to married people, listen to me. You cannot solve your marital spats and marital issues with retaliation. You understand me? You can agree to disagree, but you got to understand one key thing. You are his wife, not his mama. He is your husband, not your father. But just because you can't get stuff your own way, don't defraud anybody. Don't punish that way. That violates the scripture. Amen. We're going to pray tonight. Anybody else coming? Anybody else? If we're going to close this thing out.
Mm-hmm. You want me to stay unmuted or you want me to go ahead and mute back out?
You can go ahead and mute back out. Huh?
Okay.
Anybody else? Anybody else coming? Anybody?
Looks like.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. What's that, Mr. Bradley?
It looks like the lines are free.
Praise God. Amen. Father, we thank you, O God, on tonight for your grace and mercy, your power, and your authority. Lord, we honor you for what you've done, what you've said. And God, to those who have solicited prayers for their family, for themselves, God, for closer relationship, deliverance in their family, healing for their mothers, God, healings for their own bodies, healings for the emotions, healings for marriages, healings for skin issues, and even in for family members that are crippled. Father, we pray in tonight, O God, that you would move over every issue, even down to marriages. God, we pray now by the power and authority of the Holy Ghost, O God, that you would move by your spirit and your power. God, O Father, that you would bring deliverance to every household that's represented under the sound of my voice. God, to those, oh God, that did not come because of whatever reason they have, God, we pray now that you would remove the sting of shame and embarrassment. God, oh Father, that you would go in and give grace and mercy unto them, God, and that you would move for them as well, God. Don't forget about them, God, even in the midst of your healing, your restoration, oh God. Father, we pray for divine miracles over the lives of your people. We pray for breakthroughs, oh God. We pray, God, for new covenants, oh God, for the marriage, the newlyweds, oh God. We pray now in the name of Jesus that you will strengthen that union in your glory and your power. Father, raise them up, God, to be anointed vessels for you. Raise them up, God, to be used by you, God, to change the world, to shake nations and kingdoms. Father, we pray even now in the name of Jesus by your power and your authority on tonight, oh God, that you would touch those under the sound of my voice. Touch their bodies. Heal them. God, set the captive free on tonight, oh God. Bind the will of the enemy, God, and bring his works to naught now in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, God, a special anointing upon, God, the service of the Lord on tonight, God. You will strengthen every leader tonight under the sound of my voice. Give them strength, God, to carry on the gospel of Jesus Christ. Give them strength, oh God, to keep preaching, oh God. Don't allow them, oh God, to become weary and well-doing. Father, I pray, God, for their strength. I pray, God, for their continuous strength, oh God. Heal their bodies. Oh God, heal their bodies, oh God. Build them up in strength, oh God. Build them up in power and authority, God. Take them to new heights and new levels, new dimensions in you, God. Raise them up, Father. Oh God, to another place in you, Father. Show them dreams and visions. God, bring them into the end time anointing of you, God. Whatever, no matter their denomination, Father, bring them in, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that they will know how to equip their people, oh God. Know how to prepare their people for your coming. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we give you glory on tonight. Oh, God, for the victory, God, we bless this line, God. We bless the lead of the line in Jesus' name. We turn over the hands, God, into the final blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, and thank God. Bless the name of the Lord. Woman of God is in your hands.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. This is Minister Emmanuel. Amen. Filling in. But thank God, amen, tonight. Amen for, amen. Thank God for you, man of God, and we appreciate you. Amen. Unveiling yourself, coming to us. Amen, to deliver the word of God. And we appreciate the word of God tonight. We appreciate all the wisdom, and we appreciate the spirit of discernment being in operation. And truly, we serve a God, amen, a timely God. God, he knows, amen, what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. Amen. All we have to do is obey and follow the leading of the Lord. But we appreciate, amen, the man of God. And, amen, before we even get off the line, amen, and go any further, we want to even pray over you as well. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the man of God. We thank you, Father God, for your servant tonight that came. Oh, God, delivered your word. Even, God, taught your people. Oh, God, spoke unto your people into their lives. Oh, God, we thank you for the prayer of faith that was prayed. Father God, we pray that you would bless the man of God. We pray that you would strengthen him. Oh, God, continue to keep him covered under the blood. Oh, God, use him for your service and for your will and for your glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way in his life. Oh, God, bless his going out, bless his coming in. We pray that you would deposit back into him tonight. Oh, God, give him a double portion of thy spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, renew his strength day by day, that he may continue on in the gospel. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, and thank God. Amen. We just thank God once again, amen, for, amen, the man of God and Apostle there. Amen. We thank God for you. We appreciate you. Amen. Coming. Amen. We always enjoy, amen, what, amen, how the Lord uses you and speaks, amen, to the people. Amen. God has a way of getting our attention and letting us know what we must do. Amen. Not only that, but he's not just concerned about us spiritually, but God is also concerned about us naturally. And even to give us, amen, things to do naturally, amen, so we can have a better quality of life. So we just praise God for it. Amen, Jesus. And amen, ain't nothing we could do but let the church say amen. Amen, amen, amen. So we just thank God. Amen. People of God, we want to remind you, if you'd like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, you could text 912-257-3918. Once again, if you'd like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, we're going to ask you to please text area code 912-257-3918. Amen. And for our radio, amen, listeners, amen, Blog Talk, amen. They may be gone by now, but amen. They can also text 678-608-7234. Amen. We encourage you to get a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. Don't delay. Get a copy. Amen. Go back and listen to it again. But there were so many beautiful pointers in the Word of God tonight. Amen. To elevate our prayer life. And in this new year of the Prayer News Network, amen, we want a closer walk with the Lord. We want God to increase our prayer life, and we want to pray even as Jesus taught his disciples how to pray. We want to pray according to the will of God. Amen. So we thank God once again for the Word of God. Amen. I want you to know, amen, that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Amen. We bless God tonight. Thank God for allowing us, amen, to make it over, cross over to, amen, another year. Amen. Into the first year of the Prayer News Network. Amen. And God is not through with us yet. He got so many more, amen, good, great days ahead of us. And I don't know about you, but I'm excited, amen, to see what else God has in store for us. Amen, because we know that we love him. Amen, eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men, the things which the Lord has in store for them that love him. Amen, so we are lovers of God tonight. We do love the Lord. So we praise God for your patience, for your listening ear tonight. Amen. So we thank God for all things. And amen. Let's continue to pray for our visionary founder, amen, Evangeline Bradley, that God will continue to lead her, amen, as we endeavor to go into, amen, amen, a brand new year of the Prayer News Network Global. So at this time, amen, without further, amen, preliminaries of Purdue, we're going to turn it back over to the speaker of the hour, amen, that he may have the last say so in the blessing of the line. Amen. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you too, Mr. Manuel. We thank God on tonight for what God has done, because he has done a great work in this ministry. And I thank God for what he is getting ready to do in this ministry. Amen. I believe that God is going to do greater than he's done before, and he's going to bring more souls from across all pines to be in this particular atmosphere to hear the word of God, where there is an available word for those who need it. Amen. And I thank God for the position that the woman of God is in, for setting aside her life in such a time as this, to give God this opportunity to use her, to give the people of God, those who many don't even want to step foot into a church ever again, found them a place that they can go and lay their head down, a place for pastors and leaders to come and lay their head down and prop their feet up, and they can be poured into and nurtured by other leaders and other colleagues in the gospel. This is a place not just for those who are lost, not just for those who are hungering and thirsting after righteousness, but it's also a pillow for leaders. It's a place for pastors to lay their head down. And many of you don't understand the hard work that a leader puts in, the hard work and labor that a man or woman of God puts in, where they have to lay their head down sometimes, and they can be fed, they can be poured into. But they got to be poured into from a certain level of caliber, a certain place of power and position. Everyone can't do it. It takes a certain type of anointing to pour back into that which has been poured out. And we give God glory for this particular atmosphere, this particular place. For truly it is a blessing. And it is going to be a blessing for years to come. In Jesus' name, we pray over this line that God will bless it, that he will keep it, that it will keep the doors wide open, that the souls will continue to come from the north, south, east, and west, from all four corners of the earth, that they will fill this room greater and even to capacity, more than what it can hold, that they break the barriers. God, we pray now for increase to come. Bless, Lord, indeed. Enlarge the territory like never before. Expand it, oh God. Give them, God, their own place. Even, God, provide them, God, a building
that they may host conferences, revivals. In Jesus' name we pray. And the people of God, we said amen and thank God.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. People of God, amen. At this time, we're going to unmute the line. Amen. That we may give our hallelujah, glory to God, praise. Amen. At this time.
All participants are unmuted. All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Amen. God bless you, people of God. Go in peace. Thy faith has made thee whole. In Jesus' name. Until tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, be blessed.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.